It's Ben Queller on WFPK's Live Lunch. We're broadcasting live from the University of Louisville's George J. Howe Red Barn, thanks to the Red Barn Alumni Association and Student Activities Board for having us here today. Next week on Live Lunch, we have Tamara Deering, who's a great local artist, and that'll be back at the station, 619 South 4th Street. You can always listen to us live at 919 WFPK or WFPK.org. Ben, it's good to see you again. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
You too. So you're playing tonight. Ben is playing tonight at Zanzibar with Julia Nunes. That show starts at 9. And he's going to do a few more songs for us. Then we're bringing out Michael McDermott today as well, who's playing tonight at the Rudd. Ben, I know you play at a lot of college campuses. What college did you go to?
Well, I didn't go to college, actually. In fact, I'm a high school dropout. I don't know if I had applause, but, you know, but... See, I even used the wrong tense. It's applaud. But, when I was 15, I actually left high school. I had a band called Radish, and I pursued rock and roll. But we did get a record deal, so I didn't just drop out and, you know, just run away. I actually had work to do. I had a contract to fulfill, you know? So I went on tour, and... I've never looked back. I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, don't just anybody drop out of high school, probably. You really have to have a lot of talent if you're going to do that. And fortunately for you, Ben, you did. How did your parents take that, by the way?
Well, they were always very supportive ever since the beginning when I got into music. My father's a drummer, not professionally, but for fun. And so when I was about 7, he got his drum set out and said, "Ben, I'm going to teach you how to play drums." Because he also plays guitar, and he really just wanted somebody to jam with, you know. So I played drums at 7. He taught me how to play 2 and 4. And he'd play guitar, and we'd play Hendrix and the Beatles and the Hollies and a lot of British Invasion rock and roll. And when I was about 8, I started playing the piano and started writing songs. All based on the chords from Heart and Soul. All my first 5 songs were basically Heart and Soul, inside out and upside down and backwards. You couldn't tell. But I remember my mom got a piano tuner once that came in from Dallas, because I grew up in a small town. And so he tuned our piano, and my mom was like, "Go ahead and play him some songs, you know?" And so I was 8 years old, and I played him some of my love songs. And he said, "That's really good, except you're not using any black keys." And I was like, "Oh, I'm busted, you know? I only knew how to play the key of C, you know, all the white keys. It's the easiest, you know?" I still kind of only play those, but not really. So they were always really encouraging. And when I really started getting serious as a teenager and found a studio to record our band, and we made a cassette, and one thing led to another, you know, and they always had my back.
Who was the first label you were on? Like, who
it
signed
it? Mercury Records,
it's a
actually.
Big one. Yeah. At the time it was.
1996, yeah.
And then now, well, your last label was ATO, but I understand you're going to start taking an independent direction.
That's right, yeah. ATO has been my home for years, ever since the beginning of my solo career, really. Signed with them in 2001, put out 4 records and a few EPs with them, and they're a great company, and... But now it's time for me to try something new, and I have a label of my own called The Noise Company, and I have this new album I just am finishing up right now, and so we're going to put it out on our own, which I'm really excited about.
Can I ask what prompted that decision to do it on your own?
Well, you know, ATO Records, like I said, is a wonderful label, but I was with them from the beginning, and like most companies, you know, the people that you're with from the beginning end up leaving, and it got to the point where I really didn't know anybody there, you know, and all of my friends, the guys that signed me and the original team at ATO had all moved on to do different things, and so it just felt less like a home. But I still love Dave and his manager, Corin, and so we're all friends, you know, but it's all understanding. It's
right.
Life, you know,
right.
Things change, and you got to recognize when things are good, you know, and count your blessings and be in the moment, but Because you never know, the next day it might all change.
That's very true. Your album, Changing Horses, came out in 2009 and had a real country feel.
Yeah, it did.
This sort of country Americana direction for you. Now, the new album, when is that due out, and is it going in that same direction?
Well, we're hoping that it'll come out in April. And I would say it's more of a rock and roll album, you know, which is really my thing. Country music, there's a big part of me that loves that, and you know, growing up in East Texas, country music was all around. But then I also had my parents' music. They were from the Northeast, so I was kind of the first generation Queller that got into country music. But so rock and roll, country, and then of course when Nirvana came out when I was a kid, that changed my life, and I got into punk rock. So there's like three different genres in me, you know. I would say electric guitars and harmonies and pianos, and I mean, the thing is, for me, it's about melody and lyrics, you know, and energy. Mm-hmm. And so the new album, it has a few rootsy songs on there that I think the people that got into Changing Horses will dig. Mm-hmm. And then my older fans that didn't quite understand Changing Horses, they'll probably be relieved that I busted out the electric guitar again.
Right. I understand fishing is a real passion for you. Do you still get a chance to do that much? Even
bass
the t-shirt?
Fishing. I didn't. I've been wanting to fish here in Louisville for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't been fishing in a long time, actually. I'm a father, too, by the way. I have a 4-year-old boy and mm-hmm. a 6-month-old baby boy. And so when I'm not playing music, we're running around together. But Dorian, the 4-year-old, he's getting into fishing a little more, you know, because it takes a lot of patience. You know, it's a hard thing to do.
It is.
But I do love it.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you again for being here. I know everybody's really thrilled to have you. So let's welcome once again Ben Queller on FBK.
Thank you.
Live Lunch.
I was wondering if maybe you guys could help me out with this next song. You want to sing a little bit? It's really easy. You'll be on the radio. The song is called I Don't Know Why. And in the chorus, I sing, the world is feeling, and you sing, I don't know why. Can you say that? I don't know. You're going to have to be a lot louder if you want to be on the radio, man. You got to sing it. I don't know why. And then I say, like it's passing me by, I don't know why. And that's it. Are you sure? Do you think you can do it, or am I putting you on the spot? I don't know. We'll try it.